It's Amy's Table, a girl's guide to living with Amy Tobin on Q102. Pull up a chair and join us.
Julie Bauke is the Chief Career Happiness Officer of the Bauke Group, and her business focuses on educating and inspiring people to build the career of their dreams. She's the career and jobs expert on Cincinnati's Fox 19 and the host of Get Career Happy with Julie Bauke. She's the author of Stop Peeing on Your Shoes, Avoiding the 7 Mistakes That Screw Up Your Job Search, and she's joining me today on Amy's Table to talk about doing the work that matters. Hey, Julie, welcome.
Thanks, Amy. Great to be with you again.
So let's talk about this, doing the work that matters, because I think it's kind of sobering to realize that many people might not say they're doing the work that matters.
Oh, no. I think the vast majority of people would say that. And that's what's truly sad. The problem is that what matters to me may not matter to you. And so even the definition of work that matters varies from person to person. And if you can't answer the question, what matters to you, then you're probably not going to be able to find work that matters to you.
And so it starts with a little introspection. Is there some sort of a guideline to that introspection that you suggest?
And you're right. It starts with introspection. I think most of career and work, and in fact, probably most of parts of our lives start with some good introspection. Now, do you feel excited, interested, engaged, alive in the work you're doing? And there might be, you might have a friend who does a job that he or she's super excited about, and all of those words I just used applies to how they feel. But when you hear about what they do, you're like, ew, I'd never want to do that. And so you have to really think about, maybe have you had jobs or even experiences, even in the community or in your volunteer work or in any part of your life, where that work that you were doing, even if you weren't getting paid for it, made you feel inspired, engaged, alive, and really isolate that and figure out what was it that you were doing that made you feel that way. And that's a really good first step, is to find a time, even if it was a brief period of time, which you did feel like that. How can you go back and isolate that and figure out, what was it that made me feel so great when I was in the middle of that?
You know, it's funny, Julie, a lot of people, when they think of me, they think of food. And, I do have a passion for food. But it was a few years ago that I realized, for people who are saying, I'm passionate about airplanes, this is why I'm giving this example, you may not be able to be a pilot, but it may be something about flying a plane that excites you. With me, people pigeonhole me with food. I love food. Food is a big part of my career. But I realized what got me excited was coming up with better ways to do things, teaching people how to do things, brainstorming, and having ideas. I have it about food, but I might also have it when I manage my staff or put together an idea for an event. So can it sometimes be a very broad thing that is work that matters?
Yeah, that's actually great insight that you had there, because what was going on was you were having those experiences that get you excited with food. But then you kind of you took it up a level and were able to look over it and say, okay, so what is it about food? And then how you described what you really love to do, it's bigger than food. And that what you articulated can be taken to all kinds of different places. And so, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You have to figure out what is it? What are the behaviors, the actions, what skills are you using, and how do you take it more broadly and take that whole picture of who you are to different places? And so, yeah, well done.
Well, it's funny you say that one of the ways to do the work that matters is to think of your life like a plate and load it up. And it's funny because I use that same sort of analogy, only I say it's some of the opportunities that have come to me is almost like people coming to the door with a wheelbarrow full of all my favorite things. And they go, have what you want. And I kind of gorged. I might have been, overindulged in some opportunities, and it got me a little bit fragmented for a while. So how do you take the whole idea of life brings you opportunities, you're trying to fill up your plate with the work that matters, but without overdoing it? How do you narrow down if someone's got that problem?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are, when we look at the things that we like to do, sometimes we say, well, because I like to do this, I'm going to make a career of it. And then we find out when we've made a career of it, it's too much. You know, we've overindulged on that thing. And so it really is a little bit of trial and error. So think about like a smorgasbord. You're going to take, keeping with that plate analogy, you're going to take your plate through the smorgasbord or the buffet, and you're going to maybe try a little bit of something before you go back and put more on your plate. And so you figure out with each thing that you're potentially interested in that you think is piquing your interest in some way, how can I get a bite of it? How can I find out what it's really like to cook for a living or to, you know, be in maybe a caregiving or a support role? Maybe people tell you what a great caregiver you are, but you find that doing it 40-plus hours a week exhausts you. So how can you step from thinking that I might like this work to trying it out?
Right.
To stepping into it. And you have to, it's almost like you have to have your internal barometer that says, ooh, you know, I've found that I can do this maybe 2 days a week, but when it gets over 2 days a week, it's too much.
Right.
So, okay, so then how do I balance that plate out? So it's like too much dessert. How do I balance that plate out with some other things that are going to give me the plate I want? And it really is trial and error. There's no magic answer. And I think we all hope that we're going to stick that under our pillow and the career fairy is going to come overnight and the answer is going to be there. But
wait, there's no career fairy, Julie?
Oh, man.
Darn it.
I wish I could become that and just have my magic wand. I would definitely wear a pink tutu. And, you know, that would be big fun, but I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, you know, you bring up such a good point, though. We are responsible, and it is up to you to try and to be intentional. I love that you use that word, look for what you want intentionally. But one thing I notice is somebody once said, what do people turn to you for? And that's kind of probably where you belong.
Exactly. And what do they not turn to you for?
Right.
You know, so what are people coming to you and saying, you know, you're really good at this. And it might even be listening or problem solving or creative thinking or, you know, just crazy wild ideas or help with looking at data and figuring out what it says or help selecting color. I mean, there's a million things. People will tell you what you're good at if you pay attention. But what we do a lot of times is people come to us and they're, oh, you're good at this. You're like, oh, no, I'm not. You know, what's our first thing? Oh, instead of saying, you know, thanks, how can I help? Oh, and that's no big deal. Oh, you're so great at that. Oh, it's no big deal. No, people are telling you what you're good at by what they come to you for.
Right.
And silence is deafening on you know, what they're not coming to you for. And it's probably pretty close to how you see yourself, pretty close. But there's that, you know, last 20-25% of self-awareness. That and maybe we even know, but we poo it because we're not really good at saying what we're good at. We're better at saying what we aren't good at. And that's because we try, oh, I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag. You know, I
right.
Got to be humble here. No, I mean, there's a lot of space between accepting what our strengths are and bragging. And you have to do a fun walk on telling everybody how you awesome. Here's the 10 things I'm awesome at. Please sit down and listen. You know, but it's really about just having the confidence to say, you know, that is something that I enjoy and that, you know, I've gotten good at over the years. If anybody sees that as bragging, get rid of that friend.
Right, exactly. Well, Julie, I want to ask you then. So this probably is a little bit of how your career grew and blossomed. Was it at some point people were asking you for career advice, or did you start out so self-aware that you began your career in that field? I mean, tell me your story and how you're sort of living, breathing.
Yeah, that's, I was in human resources for the first 16 years of my career. And I remember that I always wanted to ask people about their careers. I always wanted to have the career discussion with people. And I was fascinated by why people stay in jobs that they don't like, that make them miserable, that make them mean, that make them just, you know, cry in the car on the way to work. Why do people stay in jobs that they don't like? And that has sort of been my defining curiosity question for my life. And it's a little bit of part of business, a little bit psychology. There's just a lot in it. And even when people want to come in and talk about all the other stuff HR does, sometimes, well, you know, they come in and say, well, you know, I've been offered this opportunity, but it's not really a promotion because I don't think I should take it. And then I talk them through all the reasons why maybe they should take it, or I give them a framework for how to make that decision. And so probably since I was about 30, I've been attracted toward the career conversations and then just sort of followed that path, and it led me here. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but if you really are paying attention to the signs and paying attention to your gut, it'll lead you to a good place. You just have to be patient and you know, be willing to do the hard work.
And, you know, that in and of itself is a whole nother show. But
Yeah. But
the hard work, while it is hard, is palatable because you're loving what you're doing. You know,
exactly.
When people say you like what you do, you'll never work another day in your life. That's a bunch of hoo-ha. You will work
a lot of days. Right.
But you'll be willing to work longer and harder because you're driven by what you're doing. Well, I think this is so great. I mean, I think there's so many ways that people being in fulfilling careers will help not only themselves, but it'll help their families, their community, and okay, I'm going to say it, the world.
Definitely.
If we're, you know, and so you have so many resources to get people on track. First of all, where can we find you online? And secondly, tell us a little bit about how you work with people, what listeners could expect were they to decide to work with you.
TheBaukeGroup.com is our website, and we work with professionals who are probably mid to later career, who are looking for work that is meaningful to them, who are looking to do a pivot or a move, either from one job to the next. Maybe they still want to stay in the same job, or they want to do the same job elsewhere in a different culture or in a different city. We work with people who want to do something completely different, people who are later career who want to figure out how to become more aligned with their work. And part of that, as you said at the beginning here, is just some really great self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
It's led by our coaches to help you figure out what that is for you. And then we help you put together a plan to get it and execute on that plan. So it's not unlike general project management, no matter where you are. Figure out what your outcome is, what you want your outcome to be. And for a lot of people, that's the rub. That's the hard part. And then step back and figure out, okay, now how do I put together a plan and position myself for success in getting from here to there? And again, it doesn't happen overnight, but it's never going to happen if you don't get started.
Exactly. Oh, you're so right there. I mean, people regret the chances they didn't take. Well, I can say personally that every time I've had any kind of a discussion with you about what's going on in my career or some of the things, challenges that I face, your insights are so spot on and so good. You really can peel away the layers and listen to what people are really saying. So I like that about you, Julie Baukey.
That's what people come to me for, right?
That's right. That's what they turn to you for. But that's what I'm saying. You're really, you know, the living, breathing proof that your concept and your ideas work. And I appreciate it. So again, you got to check out TheBaukeGroup.com. I'll put a link at Amy-Tobin.com as well. But there you can find out more about Julie Baukey and doing work that matters. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stick around for another helping from Amy's Table on Q102.
Q! It's Amy's Table with Amy Tolman, yeah.
Q102.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.